morning or good afternoon, depending on where you're listening. I'm Cara O'Connor, and welcome to the Cara O'Connor Show. This is the talk show where I share with you the wisdom and the insight that I receive from my intuitive vision. My show focuses on self-empowerment and reclaiming your divine heritage. I'm here for you during these times of accelerated change on the planet to offer guidance and inspiration so we all can get through this evolutionary jump that's literally encoding our little DNA a little bit easier. This is what I love to do, and I welcome you to join me because this is the call-in show. You can ask any question that you want, but I do encourage you to stick to one question. So the call-in number is 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819, and we open the phone lines after the first break. Tomorrow night, we're starting the series of the 2012 Survival Guide, Tools for Transformation. And actually, this is a pre-class. So if you've done it before, I have done this class before as far as open up your intuition. You can join in for free as a review. Otherwise, if you haven't done it before, class called How to Become More Intuitive, and it's tomorrow night from 8 to 9 Eastern Standard Time. And if that time isn't good for you, remember, all this is pre-recorded, so you can listen to the recorded date at your convenience. This is where I'm going to review the basics of intuition. I'm going to talk about the five clairs, clairvoyance, clairaudience, clairsentience. We're going to talk about how to go in, and all our answers are within, because when we push our energy out, we get a lot of chatter and staticky energy, how we want to look at everything as energy. We're going to talk about the heart signature and how your codes are your passports and fingerprints. And so I'm going to discuss that all the answers literally are within us. We have trillions of packets of information that is intuitive information and how to have access to it. And that's a preview of the series that's coming up in March the following Tuesday. So the following Tuesday on March 13th. In the March 20th and March 27th, we're going to do the three classes that are all about opening up the portals of intuition. So the first class is called Opening and Activating Your Intuitive Portals. And this is a different class. This is new. This is going to be really a lot deeper than I've ever had before as far as the classes. This is where we're going to talk about those trillions of packets of information. We're going to talk about how to activate them, open them, and then get the downloads of useful information, because a lot of times people could tap into staticky, as I call it, information. It's like a radio station, getting your intuition to get useful information that could guide you and so you could work with it in your daily life and not get that staticky stuff or where you don't trust your own intuition. So there's different techniques to it. So we're going to talk about the locations, your roadmap of where you want to go into, tap into that information, how to always challenge the information, energy of protection. We're going to talk about the pineal gland, the center, sacred centers. You have sacred centers in your energy field that help you. When they're activated, they help you open up your intuitive information. We're going to talk about telepathic communication, all of that stuff. And then we're going to end with an activation of opening up your intuition. So that's the first class on March 13th. Second class, we're going to talk about navigating. And this is where there's literally different trajectories that are around our energy field that give us access to different dimensions or frequencies. And I'm going to explain how to navigate toward the celestial doorways or the higher frequency ones and how to stay away from those that are lower frequency. Many times people talk about they want to talk to their recently departed mother or brother or uncle or dog. And just because somebody just died does not mean that they have accurate information. So we're going to talk about how to be aware of the different trajectories, different locations, and how to identify. And you don't have to be a clairvoyant. You could feel the energy of it. So we're going to really get into the who's, what's, where's, why's of these dimensions. And again, I call it your passport is your energy frequency. And it literally why I call it your passport, because having access to those higher dimensions, you have to raise your dimension, and that's raise your frequency, raise your energy field. And that's why I always talk about energy attunements and energy clearing. And that's what we're going to really get into. And we're going to open up, the attunement is going to be opening up to the celestial dimensions. And then the third class, we're going to get really into reconnecting to your divine nature. Because being intuitive is not a gift for the special. Every single one of us is intuitive. It's a natural part of our wiring, is the way I see it. And so now that you've been given the roadmap with the other three classes, how to live as a multidimensional being, living in these multidimensions, we're going to discuss what lives, it's all around us, what that word means, multidimensional. A lot of people are starting to open up to that word, use that word, but many people don't really understand what it means. So we're going to reconnect, realign, and remember your divine nature and connect to the divine energy so you can learn how to straddle the world, be very much in this world, but also get information from the intuitive worlds around you and seeing the world as multidimensional, the universe seen through the multidimensional eyes. So that's the series that's coming up. I'm really excited about that because intuitive reading is my gig. I love it, and I love to teach people how to open up to it. And so those are a series of three classes. They're only $33, so it's $11 a class. If you sign up for the class series, so $33. If you take a class separately, it's $15 a class. So it's really worth signing up for it. And again, you could take tomorrow's class for free. If you've signed up for any of the intuitive classes that I've done before, you get that one for free. And it's only $7 if you haven't. So I'm keeping the cost really low because the information going out to it's really important. My guides are encouraging me to make it available for a lot of people because a lot of people are starting to notice energy. They're starting to open up to their intuition. They're starting to notice, become a lot more sensitive. And because this is just going to continue and continue and continue as the year goes by, as the years go by, I should say, as the veil is thinning, we're starting to notice that everybody, even those people that I call them the drag-along people, where people could drag along their husband and wife and they don't believe in energy readings or intuitive readings, all of a sudden I'm starting to notice those people calling and having sessions for themselves because they just can't deny things that are happening to themselves, which is really exciting. This is what we came down here to do, to wake up to our nature, our divine nature. And again, intuition is a natural part of that. So learning how to navigate is really important. And there is different tools to work with that absolutely helps you open up and bypass a lot of the mind chatter. I wish a lot of people gave me these directions. So those series are coming up, and I'm going to be doing this series, the survival series, throughout 2012, and they're going to be different subjects. And so, and there will be a series of three classes, usually on a Tuesday night from 8 to 9 at p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And again, if you cannot make it, don't have that delay you or have you not join because you get a callback number, which you can call back. If you live in the East Coast, you can call back as soon as you get home because the playback is recorded immediately or the next day or whenever it's convenient for you. And the people that have listened to the class can continue to listen to the callback number. And you get the workbook or the papers that I write with because I'll make notes and everyone receives those notes with the class. And people that have done the last series, we had a lot of really great feedback. And last series are still available if you want it. You can get that on MP3. And that's where we really discussed us as an energy being because, as I've said from the beginning, that I've been out public about how to introduce and remind us that we are all energy, everything is energy, and how to communicate as an energetic being as we wake up to remembering this. And we've all heard this when we were in fourth or fifth grade. Our teachers would remind us that rocks are made of energy, trees are made of energy, we are made of energy. And so when we start looking at everything as energy and start communicating and then start really realizing if I don't take care of my energy body, it's literally like not taking a shower, brushing my teeth, washing my hair daily. So we really want to have the discipline to get into a practice. And so there's many practices out there. I share practices that were given to me through my guides that have really improved my intuition. I'm continuously learning to grow and get new techniques that I'm given, and I practice, and I bring them out to the public. So all that information is available for you on the website. We also have, this afternoon, I'm going to be on Nicole Whitney's show, News for the Soul. And so if you're not able to call in, or because you're at work and you're listening, or you just want to call in and listen to Nicole's show, News for the Soul, that's at 4 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, and that call-in number is 1-646-595-4274. And I'm going to be on my World Pooja show. I do several radio shows, is what I'm trying to say. World Pooja, I do the first and third Wednesday of the month. And so the World Pooja show is going to be this Wednesday. And I am going to be broadcasting this show in a couple of weeks. I'm not going to be around for March 16th, I think it is, or 19th. It's the Monday after St. Patty's Day, of course. So if you want to email me questions, what I'm going to do for that show, it's going to be pre-broadcasted, but I'm going to be reading questions from listeners. So the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be reminding you to email me questions, and I will be reading the questions for you guys. So if, again, you're not available to get onto the phone or you listen to this broadcast later, you can just email me those questions, and I will be reading the the questions over the phone and answer them. So you get a reading, a free reading, and you can listen to the broadcast, and you will be able to get your answers. So that's coming up in a couple weeks. I will remind you next week. And so it's a wonderful way for you to be able to listen to a broadcast and also get your readings done. So that's what's coming up. We also have other things coming up. So the best thing to do is check out the website, because we have a lot of new things coming up and that I'm really excited about. Blogs coming up, and my newsletters are kind of turning into blogs that I'm going to write more frequently, because I do get a lot of visions throughout the week, and it's especially lately. They're so coming on full on. It's like I'm in constant download. So I want to start writing those out more and more to share those for anybody that wants to listen to them, because there's a lot of useful information. So when you are signed up to the newsletter, you get all those kind of information. And check us out at Facebook, too. So we're going to our first break, and then we're going to the phone lines, and we're opening them up. You'll listen to the Carrie O'Connor Show. Be back in a few.
What if someone could show you how to tap into vibrant health in 90 minutes? What if someone could have you listening to and following your heart's desires? What if someone could have you feel deep and abiding freedom throughout every cell of your being? What if someone could tap into your inherent abundance easily and effortlessly? Alina Frank is that someone. Alina can help you clear anything that energetically stands in your way from attaining the health, wealth, and freedom you were born to enjoy. Using EFT tapping, set yourself free with EFT. Why wait for a miracle when you can tap your power now? Visit www.tapyourpower.net. That's www.tapyourpower.net.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Carrie O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading, or go to her website at carrieoconnor.com.
I was dealing with anxiety and depression, and nothing seemed to help me. Then I started to work with Dr. Schaub's Breakthrough Program. In just a few sessions, he helped me to finally understand and heal the deeper root cause of my challenges. As a result, I feel more centered and confident than ever before. And now I have the tools which will continue to support me throughout my life's journey. Dr. Schaub's approach has changed my life.
Hello, I'm Dr. Friedman Schaub, and I work with people across the globe to help them break through anxiety and depression and access their true potential. If you are ready to bring back confidence, joy, and meaning in your life, call us to schedule a free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. That's 866-903-6463. Or visit our website at cellularwisdom.com. That's cellularwisdom.com.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Show, and we're here with you live taking your phone calls. So you can call 1-800-930-2819. Again, that's 1-800-930-2819. 930-2819, and we have open phone lines to the top of the hour. So, Benny, why don't we go to those phone lines?
We'd love to do that, and our first call is going to be from Mona. She's calling in from London, our little pals across the pond there, so hopefully we have a good connection. She has a relationship question for you. So, Mona, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Yeah, hello. Hello, everyone. Hello, Carrie.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
You're welcome. So what's going on, Mona?
I would like to leave this relationship, and I don't know how without going from one extreme to the other, really.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've kind of been completely obsessed with this man for the past 15 years now, and he's clearly not having the same feelings for me, and mm-hmm. Yeah, and in many ways, I guess his behavior towards me could be called abusive. And mm-hmm. and I've had quite a lot of abuse in my life. It has helped me to bring a lot of buried stuff up.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
I don't really want to evolve anymore through further suffering. And I know
right.
that I'm in many ways.
Mona? Well, Mona, I think.
Yeah, I guess we lost her. Sorry about that.
No, I'm going to answer her question.
Please do.
Listen.
Yeah.
Okay.
Continue on.
All right. Mona, what I'm seeing this year is all about leaving those kind of relationships, anything toxic, down from a job, down to a relationship. And so what I'm seeing in your energy field, your third chakra, which is all about self-esteem, self-worth, see the subconscious. When I energetically turn you sideways, you look like you're energetically pregnant. And I want to say that again, energetically pregnant, which means to me a symbol of giving birth for yourself, or you've been really working hard the last 2 years in particular, in the last 2 months in particular, to really build up this energy of twos numerologically are all about new beginnings and making things happen in this physical 3D world. So the biggest thing for you to do is get into a very good energetic practice, and I say that over and over again because it literally helps you clear out old patterns and blocks that we have, because when I look at your feet, there's these energetic artifacts that look like slave bracelets that are on your right foot in particular that keeps you having go back into that relationship. I look at it and it's open, and we're going to clear that. We're going to open it up and clear it up, and that's what your higher self calls for clearing and balancing. So it's going to set you free to be able to step out of this relationship, and then also I see you not looking back. And so join a support group. Join any kind of, even AA. You don't have to be an alcoholic. They just give you a support to be able to learn to step into a higher power, or surround yourself with some sort of support groups, abuse support groups. Get on the internet and start connecting and talking with people, because now this year in particular, I'm watching your heart growing up, and this is all about your life lesson to be able to feel that you can step out on your own, that you're protected and that you're connected. And I'm seeing your wings expand, and that means all about feeling your own heart. And it really goes back to loving yourself so much that you can step out of that because you love yourself enough and you have the support from your guides, your angels, your family members. I'm seeing Jesus himself coming down and getting extended his hand. So you're feeling that Christed energy, and that's going to help you make this next new step. So good luck, and if you want those energy exercises, just email me at union1111@yahoo.com, and I'll give you some tools to be able to strengthen your core to be able to continue to make those steps away from that toxic relationship.
But with the conversation with Mona, I hope that definitely works out for her. And Just want to remind everybody for that, in case, because she did miss it and she's a crossover in London, she can pick up the archive and the message that Yes, You, Carrie sent to her on the archive website for 1150kknw.com in case she needs to go back. So
there you go.
That's a good thing. So we'll move forward. We'll head over to, looks like we have Heidi calling in from Woodbridge, Virginia. She's had some troubled times the last couple of years, pretty much a shattered heart. We'd like to help her mend that. So Heidi, welcome to the show. What's going on, darling?
Hi. Hello to everyone, and thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome.
My life pretty much been, you know, a rough road, but my son passed away on May 9, 2009. My mother passed away 16th of February, 2009. My husband decided to leave without my knowledge, even though I kept asking him, what are you doing? Are you having an affair again, this and that? And he would say no, and I told him, I said, well, I know you're up to no good. However, I'm asking the wrong question. So my question is just, when is this going to end, going to get better?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
I'm just lost, confused,
right.
Hurt.
Right. looking, and when I see a shower of numbers over somebody, that means to me it's like a message, like a multi-leveled message. The first thing I'm seeing is you in the shower of fives. Five are all about the last 5 years, the last 5 months. From now to the month of May is a major changing point, and fives are all about major change in your life, and you obviously have had major, major change. I'm also seeing that footsteps in the sand poem, where that poem is, it ends up being the one footstep in the sand is when Jesus carried you. And so you have a lot of support right now to pick yourself up and to really clear and to open, because I'm seeing what looks like the light at the end of the tunnel, and I'm sure some days you could wake up and it looks like that light is very, very far away. But from March through May, it's a real, that tunnel is, that light is getting closer and closer over the next 2 months for you, in particular, March through May. May is a real significant month for you, because I see you getting off this symbolic cross. And I was raised Catholic, so a lot of my symbols come from Catholicism. But when I see somebody getting off the cross, meaning that it's the end of suffering, it's the end of sacrifice, because Jesus sacrificed and suffered on the cross, and then it's a sign of peace. And so there's a real message of peace coming into your life. And I see your mother and your son on either side at the end of the tunnel, and they're extending their hand, meaning welcoming you into the light. And this doesn't mean you dying. This means about a transformation, resurrection, clearing out. And as far as with your husband, I see you being able to really step away from him and look at him differently, because there's a part of his energy that it's like energetically he has this like a big shoe over your head, which is like I could step on you, or really giving this message of putting you down, and that there's a part where you got used to putting your head down. It's like your neck is looking down at your shoes, and then with all the past tragedy that you've had, there's a lot of part of this is about picking up your head, picking up your neck. And the throat chakra is all about being able to speak up and be able to move forward. So there's a sense where I see you in a very short time, and again, especially from now to May, that you realize that your husband leaving is giving you a breathing room, that you're able to say that the energy around it was very toxic, and it kept on bringing you guys into this counterclockwise circle that felt like quicksand, and it kept on pulling you back into past tragedy. So there's a real sense of resurrection, end of suffering time, and going into new life, transformation, transformational energy. And similar with message with Mona, that there's the energies that are coming down now through 2012 are miraculous when we work with them, and when we resist them, they can feel like people are going through hell, and I've seen it. It's like it could almost feel like extreme. And so the energies do not have an opinion and want us going through hell, but the more we open up to them and the more we clear, it's like think of a rain going through our physical body and our energy body and clearing out past pains, past blocks, and literally letting us lighten up our energy field. And the more we lighten up our energy field, the lighter we feel, the more the world interacts differently with us. And so it's like you're getting out of this energetic fog, or again, the dark night of the soul is what they call it in different places. And so you're right at the end of the tunnel, but a lot of times we can't see this. But so think of this month and the next 2 months, you're stepping out of these past pains, these past blocks, and again, feeling like you're getting off this cross and having the cross be a sign of peace coming into your life and a real feeling of resurrection. And again, I'm seeing as far as your husband that you're strengthening up the right side of your energy field to be able to say, no, stop, where it's like you're drawing a line, you're drawing a boundary, where before you could have just been getting pulled back into the abusive behavior and the affairs and just putting your eyes down and just kind of ignoring it because of a sense of security, because I'm seeing like a roof over your head. And so this is when we build up our self-esteem and we look at things differently, we can realize that it's, again, a message of I love myself so much that I'm going beyond this. And then I'm seeing with your mom and your son's hands, they have these gold hands, which mean giving you golden opportunities, clearing the way for you to see things differently. Also, your son's giving you this yellow and blue butterfly, so pay attention to seeing the word butterfly, literally butterflies coming around.
I see them all
on cards.
I see them all.
Perfect. That's his.
I see them all the time. When you set the golden hand, I call my son my heart of gold.
There you go.
So and what you said about my husband is absolutely true. I mean, he's always been abusive and verbally abusive.
Yeah.
And he's, and I don't know, you know, like he's not verbal.
Right.
I don't know, like you said, I tilt my head and look down. I always do, and I don't know where this is going. Should I, if he wants to come back, should I embrace that, or should I let him go?
It's time to let him go. The butterfly is assigned to time to let him go. You have to do. You could do whatever you want. You know what I mean? But what your energy field is saying to me that you're tired of the same cycle. When I look at your husband's energy, he is. We all have an invitation to change. This energy is coming down for him too. But the way he's patterned, he's showing me right now today, as far as March 6th, he's not ready to change. He's stuck in this pattern, and it looks like a self-imposed jail. You're deciding, I'm getting out of this jail. I don't want to be in this jail anymore. I'm getting out. I'm taking those gold hands, and I am getting myself out of that energy, and I am like the butterfly. I am taking in that blue gold energy, which is very stabilizing. The blue is very healing, and you're going mm-hmm. to fly above, and then it literally has you see, and you can really feel like I can breathe better. And verbal abuse is just as abusive. My husband was, ex-husband was verbally abusive. And one day I looked in the mirror and I had all these energetic black and blue eyes. And that's what I said to myself. This is as much as if I was in a physical verbal relationship, abusive, I'd be so out of here. And it's no different if it's verbal because it beats you up on your energy body. And so I'm watching that and with your face. I'm seeing you have these black and blue eyes. And so if just because it's verbal, it does not mean it does not beat up your energy field. So this is a real point, and I am giving you a heads up. Through March, through May, there's a part where he can come in like a dog with a tail between his legs and want to try to get back because it's the same old cycle. But that's where I see you put your hand up and say, no, now it's about me, and I'm going for the butterfly metamorphosis, and I'm going for non-suffering, and I'm going for peace and resurrection. And I am building a new life for myself and going out and surrounding myself with supportive people. And I hear my music, and so I'm going to say God bless and reach out for help, Heidi, and email me, and I'll give you some support there. And we're going to go to a commercial break. You'll listen to the Carol Conn Show. Be back in a few. God bless.
And she's ready to see you now.
Licensed psychotherapist Kathy DeBono is bringing her practice to the airwaves of talk radio, offering her unique brand of intuitive advice. Therapy has never been such a good time.
From self-discovery to relationships, communication to coming out.
Kathy's compassion runs deep, but her tough love will help you bang down the doors to your authentic self. Tune in, listen, learn, and laugh. Traditional therapy is out, but Kathy is in. The Kathy DeBono Show, every Tuesday at noon, Pacific Standard Time.
Do you dream of being on The Amazing Race? Well, here's your chance. Grab a friend and prepare for an exhilarating race around the city when City Solve Urban Race comes to your city. Teams of two will solve clues and face fun challenges while racing around the city. The winning team gets $300 and a chance to be in the Las Vegas Championship race to compete for a grand prize of $5,000. Not only will you have a ton of fun, you'll also be helping a good cause. A portion of the proceeds will benefit a local charity. To start racing, go to CitySolveUrbanRace.com.
Internationally known, profound, intuitive, Terry O'Connor joins the Transformation Talk Radio Network on Mondays at 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Carrie has the unique ability to tap into your energy field, where she can communicate to deceased loved ones or tell you where you're blocking money, tell you about relationships, health, and other topics. She truly is an example that all answers are within. Call into the show and get your free reading or go to her website at CarrieO'Connor.com.
Did you know that the average woman will use up to 12,000 disposable pads and tampons in her lifetime? That's a lot of waste. Make the healthier choice for the planet and your body with Glad Rags washable cloth menstrual pads made with no plastics, adhesives, or gels. Glad Rags cloth pads are safe, simple, smart, period. For more information on how you can save the planet one month at a time, visit us at gladrags.com.
Are you ready to tap into the healer within? Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. Did you know the real doctor is the source that lives within you, that heals within you minute by minute every day? The healer within is the innate intelligence of the human body. When we cut our hand with a piece of glass, we don't have to command the body to close the wound and grow new skin. It knows how to heal itself. We do have to nourish the skin by disinfecting it and remove the glass, or it cannot heal. The innate healer relies upon us to assist in this healing process. Our role is to identify its needs, provide the substances required for the healing, and remove the obstacle. Contact us to achieve optimal health at 888-777-4232. That's 888-777-4232. And visit us at MaryJaneMack.com.
Welcome back to the Carol Connor Show. We got open phone lines to the top of the hour. So you could dial 1-800-930-2819. And again, that's 1-800-930-2819. And remember, if you, Mona, this is for you and for everybody, the shows are archived. So if you want to re-listen to anything at any time, re-listen to the, your reading or somebody else's reading, you could go to the archives and you can listen to it. So, and you could also, as I said, I'm looking for questions for in the next couple of weeks. Benny, when is it? March 17th or 18th? I'm not. It's going to be a pre.
The 19th is the day you'll
okay,
be.
Okay, 19th. Yeah, it's going to be a pre-broadcasted show. So send me in questions now, and I'll be reading your questions on March 19th. So, okay, we're going to go to the phone lines.
Yeah, and you were speaking of those archives. You can reach the actual station in Seattle, 1150. KKNW.com. I had a little brain spasm there. 1150KKNW.com or Transformation Talk Radio. And that is the network that Carrie is also on. So it's TransformationTalkRadio.com as well. And again, like in Mona, it was a technical issue, I guess you should say. She dropped off. We still continued on with the reading. So if you'd like to hear it on pretty much the backside of it, we can still move on and you can still get the reading.
There you go.
All right, cool. Well, let's take Annalisa. She's calling in from New York and she was frozen for some time and looks like she's starting to warm up and heat things up a little bit. She should move again, I should say. Let's see what is going on with Annalisa. Welcome to the show. What's up?
Thank you. I'm very inspired and I'm just now starting to take some steps. But I need to see where my monies are coming from and which direction to go.
Okay. I'm seeing, actually, I do see this, all this, I love when I see the sun blaring behind you, like just like imagine this great big ball, almost looks like a card you would find on an ocean, and that sun represents passion, excitement, and really golden opportunities, and so when it's behind you, Annalisa, what it's doing is filling your thinking your whole back, your spine for you too. A lot of times people walk around with their energetic shoulders forward or they're bending way forward, which literally is blocking out opportunities, money, love, relationships, because we push too far. We become human doings instead of human beings. And it does matter. It creates what I call that energetic static. So we could be trying so hard and then we're blocking ourselves up. So the biggest thing I'm seeing with you doing, as you take in that sun energy, as you do literally stuff that makes you passionate, which gives you excitement, which makes you excited to get out of bed, it opens up golden opportunities and for us in all different departments. And I see this break for you, especially since from now to June, it looks like this energetic tension or almost like a trampoline that has been stretched over the right side of your energy field where I see energy coming in that has been a block. People hold karmic things when it comes to money. We could have real core belief systems that go really deep and we don't realize how much we are unconsciously feeding those core belief systems. I really get into that in my gold coin readings where I read what's blocking people. But what I see with you is that you're starting to release that. You're starting to release core belief systems that have a lot to do with what I call fear of being annihilated physically, mentally, emotionally, spiritually. So people, there's that saying that everyone thinks that people are afraid of failure, where their study shows that we're more afraid of success than we are of failure, and then it goes back into these generational patterns. So that from now to June, think of every day of looking as the world is abundant. We live in an abundant universe. Abundance is all around us. I live in New England where I see the trees and the leaves and the grass and every single thing that I see as I look at the world as abundance. Everything is abundance. We have an abundance of cells in our body. We have abundance of water around us. And so when we adjust our eyes to see everything is abundant instead of lack and scarcity, which most people have that, and then we get these programs with the media that's, you know, the money, tight, poverty, and that really hits our core unconscious, subconscious patterns, and it makes us contract, and then we get into the lack and scarcity. So think it's like you're taking in these glasses and putting them on, and they look like rainbow bridges, which is a good sign, because that's like an opportunity for getting over the bridge where you see this abundant opportunity, which you open up the money opportunities coming to you in any way, and it's really important for us to not say it's going to be in the lottery way, or it's going to be in this way, to be open to infinite possibilities and potentials. I'm going to do several shows on just stories that I know with clients that have found monies when they just open themselves up to infinite ways that it could come in, because we are programmed that it has to come in through an inheritance or a job or our pension or the lottery. I know so many people with the lottery. But when, and it doesn't mean you can't be pushing out for the lottery or hoping to win the lottery, but you want to be energetically open for any way that money could come in for you. So that's the biggest thing. It's an energetic posture to bring your money in. So that's what you're working on. And then in June, I see the doors like really opening, things coming in for you. So you're clearing out old patterns that have been blocking money in the past, and this is where you're getting into it. So the best thing you could do is literally doing your passion, living your excitement, because it literally brings in more golden opportunities to you. Okay?
Okay. Can I ask about this company, Spire, if it's worth following through with?
Yes, find more information, especially over the next 3 days, 3 weeks, and settle with it. Sink your teeth into it the next 3 weeks, in particular through the month of March. It's really important for you to sink your teeth into it, because I see you bite into it and your teeth look gold, and that's my sign of good golden opportunity. Then you pause a bit. So that means to me, get all the information that you can, and it doesn't mean that, don't take that as a negative thing, but it's important for you to really sink your teeth into it, because you could find out that you have to do something that you're not quite comfortable with it, but that's the whole thing, that you have to talk more or call people up more, and you're not used to doing that, but the more you do it, the more you find out that you like it. So find out the information, sink your teeth into it, feel yourself doing it, see yourself doing it, and then that's when I see the doors opening. So it's a gathering time, like you're gathering up nuts and taking in. The nuts to me means education and knowledge and feeling it out and digesting it, okay?
Okay, thank you so much.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Bless you, and have a great day.
Yeah, thanks, Annalisa, for calling into the Kerry O'Connor Show. Leaves another line open here, 1-800-930-2819, 1-800-930-2819. We have time for another call before the break. We'll take Jill. She's calling in from Hartford, Connecticut. She was wondering, Kerry, would you see a change in living this next year for her, maybe a relocation? Jill, welcome to the show.
Yeah, hi, Kerry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm good, thank you. I've been feeling a push. I don't know what it is, but I trust it, and I've been working what I call my win-win plan. I have no idea what I'm doing, but I'm getting my house ready to be fixed up. What's in store for me?
What I'm seeing with that, Jill, I love the win-win plan, because it's going back to what we were just saying to the last caller, that you are physically, mentally, emotionally getting everything ready. When you have the win-win plan, you are energetically leaving your arms wide open for infinite possibilities and potentials, and you're also living the life, what I call being energetically flexible. And this is, can be the tricky part, being flexible enough where right now it looks like there's an outline in your energy field that the words are filling in, right? And so the more you get yourself ready, the more you're going to feel things out and decide where you want to go. And so you're starting from the bottom up, so it gives yourself a solid foundation, and then you're going to be really crystal clear as far as where you want to go. It's like, again, the gathering nuts thing. So when you're physically getting your house ready, when you're going to all of a sudden pay attention, especially when it gets through the summer months, through the April through August for you, of you hear about a place, a community, very synchronistically, and investigate it and feel it out. And we don't have to physically go there, especially, let's say, you hear about somewhere that's kind of far away. You can energetically feel it out in a meditation. You could literally, what I call tube travel, and go feel the information out. Look it up at the internet. And so this is, I do see you making a move. You're doing it in a way that gives you a lot of stability, meaning a really good solid foundation for yourself. And as far as the first place I saw you going to was looks more north, and I thought I was going up like to the Vermont northern area, but then it led, I saw this big question mark. So you could be deciding between two places, and again, it looks for the August, but it looks like a year and a half process here. And but bottom line, you're not going to be confused. It's like when I see a big question mark, it means things are happening and being in flux right now, that the more you step toward things, it could be that a community is building up right now, and it's going to be right toward your energy. Do you understand? So being energetically flexible, doing the moves that you're doing, it does look like you're making the push and you're leaving, and you're doing it in a way that you're not scattered, and that's the best thing. And again, follow your intuitive hits that you're getting, and it will make you feel like you're all packed up, instead of some people moving, they're all scattered, and then it's hard for them to ground down and land into the next place. Okay.
Okay.
Very
okay,
good.
Okay, I'm a little afraid of the process, but...
That's why you want to do it step by step by step by step, by doing your house, right? And remember, mm-hmm. this is a win-win for you, right? And sometimes somebody, a person goes full-time or full circle, and they get their house ready, and then they make a location, and it could be across town, but it looks like it might as well be across the world because everything about you is different, you know what I mean? So when you get into that fear place, just understand that fear is part of the... natural part of change, and that's where we want to get beyond, because it's fear is just the ego saying, hey, wait a minute, you're going back, you know, old patterns, and so you want to embrace the win-win, right? And so I love when you said that, and so you want to embody the win-win. Right now you hold it as a concept, and it's starting to come down your energy field. When you embody the win-win, you literally live in that, you know that you are in a win-win situation, because you're clearing out, and it's going to be a new home for you wherever it is, even if it ends up being energetically, it's a new home for you, and you are where you're at, right? But I do see it's going to be a move, right? And I heard my music, so I got to go to a commercial. You're listening to The Carol Connor Show. Thank you, Jill. We'll be back in a few.
Do you want a love life that's full of happiness, partnership, and fun?
A relationship that works for you instead of you having to work so hard on it?
We all want our love lives to be happy. But how exactly do you do that?
To find out, tune in each Tuesday at 3 p.m. Pacific Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com to the Noah and Christine Show, keeping the happy and happily ever after.
We promise you a humorous and honest show for both men and women, featuring the simple, practical, and yes, fun tools that any couple can use to keep the love and happiness growing and flowing.
We'll see you on the show.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
Are you upside down on your home loan and facing foreclosure? Washington's Foreclosure Fairness Act takes effect on July 13th and requires your mortgage holder to grant you a face-to-face meeting to negotiate modifications to your loan that may let you keep your house. More than 5,600 homes were seized in the first 3 months of this year in the state of Washington. Don't let this happen to you. Visit foreclosurefairness.net. That's foreclosurefairness.net. Or call 206-818-9732, your home safety net.
Are you at a crossroads? Feeling stuck? I'm Karen Hager, the Fog City Psychic. My gift is helping people who are in transition receive spirit-led guidance about their next steps. I offer private sessions via phone or Skype, intuitive development classes, and much more. Please visit my website, fogcitypsychic.com, to find out how I can help you move out of the fog.
Would you like to bring gratitude into your life so you can become vibrantly alive, healthier and wealthier than ever before? Would it be great if your life would become easier and filled with magic and wonders? Learn how to develop and cultivate gratitude in your daily life with creative and powerful tools to assist you on your journey in the book, Gratitude in Action, Actions of Gratitude. Be inspired by the experiences of the author and find out how she completely transformed her life and the life of her very ill daughter in health and wellness. Offer yourself this amazing gift of gratitude and transform your own life in health, wealth, and enriched relationships. Visit our Gratitude Living Boutique at explorationgratitude.com. That's explorationgratitude.com.
Carol Connor Show, and I'm Carol Connor, and we're here to the top of the hour taking your phone calls. And Benny, speaking of those phone calls, why don't we go to those?
We are.
Phone line.
Busy day we have. My fingers are burning.
Indeed.
Huh? I know, right? I got blisters. All right, we'll head north from Seattle. We are going to take Terry. She's calling in from Grant Falls, and she is she has a self-growth question, and she's looking for some direction around that. I'll have her explain a little further. So, Terry, welcome to the Carrie O'Connor Show. What's going on?
Well, thank you for taking my call, Carrie. I'm excited to talk to you. And thank you for sharing your wonderful gift that you have with all of us listeners.
Thank you. Thank you for calling and supporting.
And my goal in life is self-improvement, self-development. Mm-hmm. And I've been searching and seeking many different directions, trying to decide what it is exactly right for me.
Uh-huh.
And I've come to realize that I need more money to be able to be successful in the growth that I want to do.
Uh-huh.
And so I called and had a theta healing session done on me to remove blocks.
Uh-huh.
And waiting for the fruitfulness of that session that I had.
Uh-huh.
So I can move forward and take a theta healing class.
Uh-huh.
Now, what I would like to know is, am I going in the right direction, or do I need to look further, or should I just quit looking and go with what I've found?
I was going to say, you know what, Terry, part of when I call it being energetically flexible is looking within, and every time we all have the healer within ourselves, right? And so as you're taking that healing, and so you got the healing and continue to work the healing, and the healing doesn't have to end after you the hour that it's done or however long it lasts. It just the energy spin continues. Like when I do a reading or a balancing, I'll give techniques for the people, or I'll say, you know, this is a suggestion, and the more they tap into it and do it, the more that it literally continues to allow the energy to recalibrate. And so a lot of times it really goes into whatever resonates with you. I've done Reiki healing. I'm a Reiki master. I've done EMF balancing. I love that work. I've done magnified healing. And I was drawn to all these different things. Meanwhile, I was downloading this thing, this energy pattern that was coming through me since I was three. That's the body temple work, the 12-12 work. And so but the other things helped me get confidence. And so I felt I had to have all these healing letters behind my name, but meanwhile it really didn't matter because it's all about the energy, and it's just the different modalities to me look like different colors and signatures that resonate with different people. Some people like love Reiki, some people love the other things. There's no, what I say is no better, there's no one that's absolutely the doorway that goes there, right? And
right.
And so, but in the one that's important is the one that makes you passionate and, again, excited, and that it fills you up and you feel that it's really working. So I'm seeing with you in particular, it looks like you're a great big bird, or like, and you're folding your, or an angel, and you're folding your wings in, and you're going right down to the center of your heart, and you're dropping your head down and looking in the heart within. And so that means really going into the heart, doing a lot of heart work. And so there's a sense of consolidating your energy, closing it in, and that doesn't close up. It means really making your energy core really strong and really solid, because you're very, very empathic. You're very intuitive. You have the natural colors of a natural teacher, helper, healer, and the empathic people, it's important for you to make sure that you ground, because you're like a sponge and you can pick up everybody else's energy. So having that strong core for you is really, really important. And so think of that. This is a you to really, especially if you don't have the monies coming in, that there's tons of stuff out there that doesn't cost money, right? And that, or doing stuff on your own, do your own techniques. That going out to nature is one of the biggest healers, clearers that we could do. Sitting in front of a fire and working with the element of fire helps burn and transmutes eons of stuff. Going in nature, sitting with our back to a tree, connecting and going on and putting our belly to the earth. All of those are free things that we can do and connect and really get ourselves in balance. And so that's what I'm watching you do right now. It's like you're getting yourself gathering nuts. This is a nut gathering show, I guess. And so your nuts that you're gathering is different techniques, but I'm seeing you getting wider in what the techniques are. You know what I mean? It's like you could bring in nature as part of your healing, your own personal healing, and it helps you really ground, because your energy goes up and out where you come in, where I call it top heavy. So I'm top heavy too. So my body, my energy goes into mind and spiritual body levels. And so my journey was to come here and really ground and get into the earth level. So that's what you're really doing, getting strong roots within your energy field to help you like the tree of life is what I'm seeing transferred, opposed over your energy field, overlapping. And so you're becoming the tree of life, growing those strong roots as you expand your core, and then it reaches higher for the spiritual levels or the spiritual dimensions. And so does that answer your question?
Yeah, so it sounds like I'm heading in the right direction.
Yeah, absolutely.
I need to keep finding what works for me. And,
right.
You know, I had planned on taking a Theta Healing class at the end of March and, mm-hmm. you know, trying to build up the money to do that.
Yeah.
I want to make sure that I'm, you know, heading in the right direction, that I'm putting my money in a good place.
Right. If that makes you passionate and excited and you love doing it, again, I'm watching the healing, energy healing is the way of the future. This is where people are open up. It's integrated. It's in Connecticut. There's in every single hospital and nursing home, you're asked if you want some sort of energy work. So it is the way of where we're going. It's a return back to balance. And so
great.
That's, you know, so that's a wonderful thing. So if that modality in particular speaks to you, then of course it makes you feel light. There's a mantra my guides say, if it's light for you, it's right for you. So if it makes you feel light, passionate, excited, then it's right for you. But they put this great big word now, meaning if we get to a point where we don't feel light and passionate about something anymore, that we're flexible enough to move on, or that we realize that there's other things out there too that people can get excited about. But this all leads us back to wholeness. I see all roads go back to us feeling connected to Source, God, Creator, and that is within us. You know what I mean? So
yeah.
Taking the class will be a wonderful thing for you. Okay?
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Thanks very much, Terry. And I don't know, Carrie, what do you think? We've got about 3 minutes left. Do you think you have time for one more, or do you want to just kind of wrap things up? It's up to you.
I think we have time for one more. Yeah, we can do
okay.
A fast one.
All right, we'll make it quick. We'll take Susan. She's calling in from Seattle. She's looking for a little bit of advice around the health of her mom that's going through some tough times right now. So,
okay.
Yeah, Susan, welcome to the show. Sorry, we're going to have to make it quick, but what's going
sure.
on?
Sure. Thanks. Hi, Carrie. Thanks for your show. Yeah, my mom is in the hospital having trouble swallowing, had surgery, and has now had some body tremors post-surgery. I just don't know what's really wrong with her and then how I can strengthen myself through this process and help as well.
Okay. All right. The best thing you could do is be the energetic example. So when you go in there and you hold a real body of light, real core strength, the bubble of light around you, that's it. You're being an energetic example that's talking to her. When I tap right into her energy field, I go right into the esophagus, and it looks like it's all cemented through her emotional body, and that absolutely can affect her physical body. And so she's very empathic, and so are you. And empathic people, for years and years, they're absorbing not only your own stuff, but you could be absorbing other people's stuff. And so creating, you being the example of just energetically radiating from inside of you out, like this just love or healing energy, it acts like a tuning fork to her to be able to have her be able to open up and healing, because it looks like there's a real rigidness with that. The tremors I see as that it'll clear out. It's not a thing that's going to be going on with her for a long time. I look at the right side of her body. There's a real split in her energy field. So the biggest thing she could do is doing those right and left sides, getting them connected, and literally doing infinity eights and having them go over her body is connecting those meridians together, or having her draw them on the outside of her, or you seeing the two sides together, because there's the split in the energy field. It makes it harder to communicate and longer to heal. So in that, of course, is we want her to connect to the place where she is whole and heal. So you address to the whole heal part, that divine part of her that is doesn't have any dis-ease like all of us. And the more you do that, the more you help with the split in the energy field. So you being the example again goes, it cuts right through the energetic chatter that's around. And when I'm seeing those metal, it looks like metal bands around her whole, not only esophagus, but it goes right down into her digestive system. There's a part of her that she can't stomach toxicity. And this has been something since she's been little, any toxic situations, scenarios, people. And so in her body's reacting of having to swallow a lot of bile and toxic scenarios and situations. And so now you could look at this as a great big purging. And part of her is like her body's resisting because she's used to shoving the the emotions down. So the more you could look at her as clearing, purging, clearing out that old stored up energy, the better she will feel physically. All right, I heard my cue, and I want to thank you for calling, Susan, and I want to thank everybody. And if you didn't get to call in, I'm on News for the Soul this afternoon on with Nicole Whitney. You can look up News for the Soul on the internet, and we are doing open phone lines. And I will be with you next week on KKNW, and may you align with the divine.
You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour. Transformation Talk Radio, a higher consciousness perspective. The hosts on Transformation Talk Radio offer a positive and new paradigm shift, a new vision for a collective future. They are empowering and helping all of us experience a powerful wave of personal shifts and cultural change as we break through to even greater levels of awareness. Take down our toll-free number, 1-800-930-2819. Call in, connect, make sure you tap into some of the world's most empowering psychics, healers, and more. Get an on-air reading with the best. Tune in, TransformationTalkRadio.com. Hey, everybody, we'll see you there. Hey everyone, you're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Don't touch that dial. We'll be beginning a brand new show at the top of the hour with one of our amazing hosts, Transformation Talk Radio. Talk radio to change the world.
Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio. Transformation, transformation, transformation talk radio.
Transformation Talk Radio is designed to attract people like you and like me. Millions of people across the globe are looking to uplevel their lives. If you have a message and want to take it out on Transformation Talk Radio, make sure you give us a call, 1-800-930-2819, or send an email to host@transformationtalkradio.com and get ready to host your own show on one of the fastest growing transformative networks in the world. Transformation Talk Radio. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio. Our hosts are setting a new standard for a fresh kind of talk radio, creating conversations that are transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio's mission is to broadcast a distinct blend of live talk radio interviews with a mix of uplifting and intelligent news, educational and practical information. Topics range from personal development to critical issues relevant to a rapidly changing world. Stay tuned. Transformation Talk Radio starts at the top of every hour.